greatest hits. 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ. Good Tuesday morning.
You are 1/5 of the way through the week. That is something to celebrate. Baby steps.
Yes.
We'll get you to the weekend.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing.
Come on, get happy. Stay positive.
Come on, get happy.
It's Meredith and AJ's good news story of the day.
We'll make you happy.
It's brought to you by IFA Country Stores, a local story about Janessa Thornton. She woke up last weekend on the day of the Cotton Days 5K in Washington City. She says she really wanted to stay in bed and not go run this race. But then there was like a voice telling her, like, get up and go. Mm-hmm. So she did. She gets there, says, started to, you know, walk up this hill. And there was an older gentleman that passed me. She was like, you know, you go. Good for you for running up this hill. And
well, some of those hills in southern Utah on those trails are super steep, man.
So she says at one point she was going to pass him. And then a voice told her to stay behind him. Mm. And shortly after that, he fell and hit his head hard.
Oh, no.
And was unconscious. So she starts performing CPR on him.
Oh, God.
And with the help of some others and 911 being called, you know, they eventually got him to regain consciousness. And she says she was really glad she knew CPR.
I believe 100% that everyone needs to know how to do CPR. And I truly think that not only was I put in that position to save his life, but also to help educate everyone around us.
I need to get more review on the CPR so I can help somebody in the future, maybe too. Janessa is now my guardian CPR angel.
So next time you wake up and your body tells you to stay in bed, but that little voice says, no, you need to get up because you're needed today. Listen to that voice.
Listen to the voice over your body. Got it. 640 and 910, we do good news every morning. Salt Lake's greatest hits, 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ. Mufasa, the Lion King. Prequel dropping in December, and the first little trailer has come out.
A lion was born without a drop of nobility in his blood.
I like it.
A lion who would change our lives forever. Mufasa.
Mufasa. Okay, so the cast is pretty legit. You've got Aaron Pierre, who's going to play Mufasa as a young Mufasa. Seth Rogen, Bill Hader. The list goes on. I'm excited for Mads Mikkelsen is going to be in this one, too. December 20th. Get ready.
So Rainn Wilson doesn't think the Jell-O prank is funny anymore. So if you remember the very first episode of The Office in 2005, Jim pulls a prank on Dwight by encasing his stapler in Jell-O. And he's still getting pranked. When he goes places, people are putting his stuff in Jell-O. And he's...
What does he expect? Of course it's going to happen.
I mean, listen, when something lasts 20 years like that, embrace it, right?
Yeah.
He recently went to Italy and he was staying in a hotel and room service delivered his cutlery encased in Jell-O. And he says, I think it's time to move on the Jell-O.
He's like, I got my passport. It's in Jell-O. I can't leave.
If you're looking for something new to watch, Amazon's new post-apocalyptic series Fallout, which is based on the video game, a huge hit. In just 16 days, it's become Amazon's second most watched series ever with more than 65 million viewers.
That seems like a lot.
So might want to check that one out.
See, now I'm feeling peer pressure. Now I have to watch the show. 725 got Janet Jackson tickets. You need to stay right there.
It's Meredith and AJ, and Mother's Day is just 12 days away.
Uh-oh.
Win your mom a Minky blanket at KODJ.com. You can win her a Hugs blanket from Minky Couture, which is one of the best blankets because every time she wraps up in it, it's like a hug from you.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you wrap up in it first, too, so it smells like you.
94.1 KODJ. It's Meredith and AJ. Mother's Day is coming up May 12th.
Yes,
that's right. Came across some unique Mother's Day gift ideas for the mom who has everything.
Okay.
How about a potato? A personalized potato. It's called Potato Parcel. You can. This is so weird.
Wait, you can choose
which kind of spud you want. And then create a message that will be printed on the potato. Or you can have your mom's photo put on the potato. Might sound completely ridiculous, but the guy who started this back in 2015 posted a net worth of $1.75 million last year. So the joke's on us.
Oh, have we checked what's going on in the water in Idaho? Like, maybe there's people that are getting kind of crazy with this idea.
They have so many potatoes, they don't know what to do with them.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
I love the idea of something unique, though, because we had this message last year on our iHeartRadio talkback, and I was thinking about it again.
Good morning, guys. My kids got me a square foot of land in Scotland.
It's like an unclaimed area, so technically I'm the lord of that spot. Kind of cool. Got a plaque and everything.
Yes. Remember that. That is so cool.
You're the lord of the land. And you get, like, it's cool, like, the getting somebody a star, having a star named after. Yeah. That's kind of neat.
So do you get a flag?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, they put a flag in that square
You can do whatever you want with it, baby.
I found this, too. This is so cute. It's like a Where's Waldo-style book starring your mom.
Oh.
So you upload a photo, and then the book puts your mom's photo on all these different pages, so she gets to go through the book and find herself. Like, that's cute if you have young kids. I love that idea.
Yeah, it's coming up. Mother's Day, don't forget. Otherwise, you're going to be in big trouble. Good morning.
For the longest time.
Now, it's AJ's Totally Random Fact.
Brought to you by the Law Tigers Motorcycle Lawyers.
Frederick Bauer, he was the inventor of the Pringles can. And when he passed away in 2008, he was buried in a Pringles can.
Of course he was.
It's like a one-of-a-kind urn, man.
Better than being made into Pringles, because nobody's eating that.
Ew.
Now, three things you need to know with Meredith and AJ.
It's brought to you by Strong Volkswagen.
A pro-Palestinian protest at the University of Utah turning into an encampment last night. And those involved demonstrated very late into the night. And as a result, at least 17 people were taken into custody. Structures, including tents, were disbanded. And one hatchet was confiscated, according to Fox 13. More than 100 protesters gathered at President's Circle Monday afternoon, peacefully taking up space in solidarity with other college campuses around the United States where students have been arrested for protesting. Protesters demanding that the university cut all ties with Israel. The governor posting last night on his social media that, yeah, you're allowed free speech and allowed to do this kind of stuff, but tents are not part of the First Amendment. That was his quote.
There's a team of researchers that are looking for people who have footage of Led Zeppelin's last concert played in Salt Lake back in 1973 at the Salt Palace.
Okay.
So apparently, in the 51 years since the show, no photos or videos have surfaced.
Oh.
Like, there's no proof that that this show even happened. So they're looking for anyone who was there,
gotcha,
who has footage of the band on stage. We'll get the email address up on the Meredith and AJ Facebook page if you have information on this show. You want to be part of
history. Were you there, man? And yesterday, a big day for Hill Air Force Base and the Hill Aerospace Museum as it got a new expansion. Decade-long project unveiling huge new spaces for these giant new cool planes. So if you haven't been to the Hill Aerospace Museum in a long time, it's time to go back. The expansion is impressive. It's 91,000 square feet. Huge. And the planes that they put in there, even huger, like the Lockheed Martin U-2 Dragon Lady and an F-22 Raptor.
I think you just coined the word huger.
Huger. Meredith and AJ feeling huger with big prizes coming up.
Tickets to an advanced screening of the new movie, If, at 8:25. Good morning, it's Meredith and AJ, 94.1 KODJ. We got this talkback message from Stacy on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, guys. Can we all just have a collective well done for Kay-Brienne? She did such a good job on American Idol, and I hope this is just the beginning for her.
Oh, it's definitely just the beginning. She is amazing. Unfortunately, did not make it into the top six last night, but yes.
Greatest Hits, 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ. Not all birthday shout-outs start out the same way.
Today is the 16th anniversary of me evicting my son out of my belly.
Evicting. Well, that's probably the coolest way I've ever heard that described.
Oh, my God.
Evicting.
It took me a second. I had to think about it. Yeah. Okay, happy birthday to your son.
What's your son's name?
His name is Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
And it's so funny because the doctor was like, yes, we can wait another little bit to see if he'll drop again. And I'm like, no, scheduled the C-section. He's being evicted.
Get him out.
Yes. We are foreclosing on his property right now. Inside. Yep. In utero. All right.
What's the best Mother's Day gift you've ever received?
I think my daughter's drawing. My daughter she'll be 13 in July and she loves art.
See, that just proves that homemade gifts are the best kind of gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Once they hit a certain age.
I agree.
Finger paintings don't last forever. I'm sorry. I said it. I'm the guy.
Listen, AJ. At 44, if you sent your mom a finger painting, I bet she would still put it up on the refrigerator.
Carrie, thanks for the call this morning. You're funny.
You're welcome. You have a good day, guys.
Coming up before 9 o'clock, we'll tell you how to get a minky for mom for Mother's Day. Good morning, it's Meredith and AJ, 9:30 on 94.1 KODJ. And yesterday was the wrap-up of a month-long Drive for Wishes campaign with Make-A-Wish Utah. And we learned that enough money was raised to grant 60 wishes for local kids. That's amazing. That's almost $450,000.
That is huge.
But we're not stopping there. Coming up on May 22nd at Warehouse 22 in Syracuse, we're having a bingo night to benefit Make-A-Wish. It's going to be a lot of fun. We would love for you to join us. Tickets are on sale, and the link is on the Meredith and AJ Facebook page. 94.1 KODJ. It's Meredith and AJ, and I have no apologies for what I'm about to do. I wrote you a poem.
Oh.
Roses are red. April is gray.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow,
it's gonna be May.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. She is an NSYNC girl at heart.
I had to do it.
I'll be flying solo now for the rest of our careers. It's 94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ saying have a great Tuesday. And stand by to win $1,000 again. Martha's got your next chance. We got Janet Jackson tickets tomorrow, too, at 7:25.
It's gonna be May.